With us now is Dan Shearer, and he will talk about nothing less than the future of Samba, I understood. Please welcome Dan.
Hello, everybody. So I'm Dan Shearer, and some of you have heard of me, and maybe the future of Samba, although until the very end, I'm going to try and concentrate on stuff that's actually really happening, like show me the code or the business equivalent or whatever. There's not a lot of speculative stuff here. So some of you have heard of me, some of you haven't. I've been lucky enough to be around with Samba since the beginning, and there's not many of us left now. It was quite a lot of fun, and some of that's still there and some of it isn't. And we've got some pretty good opportunities happening at the moment, and I'd just like to share what some of those are. So I'm actually Dan at Shearer.org, yes, that's me, and at Samba.org and OpenChange.org and a couple of other projects. And some of these are all coming together at the moment. And I would like to just share some of how that's happening. It does involve a bit of history. I didn't know quite what to talk about in this talk because actually Samba has this fantastic history of being the most promising thing ever, doing extraordinary things and not quite managing to succeed. Like we're forever on the edge of not quite getting it right. And so there's some lessons to learn that have been learned over the last year or 18 months. And in fact, in the very nicest possible way, you know, you do cloud stuff and you want to decompose an application and whatever, I just thought it's so cool because we're trying to decompose Samba and... And then you walked in. So I was reading a paper the other day. In fact, I was reading it on Monday, the place where you all should get your technology news. I just saw this headline and I had to take a picture of it. It says it all. The community is just too small. So that is like the big thing over us commercially or in terms of users and developers and this conference, it's actually too small. It's too small to get the critical mass that we need. We've done some amazing things. We don't need to explain how amazing some of the achievements in Samba are, but it's all too small. And it's too small to make a difference unless maybe something has changed. So it's legal stuff. It is just silly legal stuff that got us to where we are at the moment. And I'm pretty sure that everyone in the room, including not a few Microsoft employees, don't put this as the first priority as to why stuff's happening anymore, which is great. But it still lingers on in our code. We're going to talk about that in a minute, in some of our interactions with various groups around the place, and that's a complete mess. And some of us are just trying to get rid of all the sort of the hangover from a legal approach. So, the point of having a court case in 2007 was because there was a problem of dominance, abuse of a dominant position, to use the legal fancy stuff. Because, more or less, there were Active Directory and file shares with a, 100% market share. And so what we'll do is publish all the documentation after a lot of good work by Microsoft and others, especially Microsoft, of course. And then the market share would get a bit more balanced, plus it would be all good for everybody. So here we are today, and what is the market share of Active Directory servers out there, Microsoft, as opposed to others? Well, there is only one other, and that's Samba. And what is the market share in corporations today of the Samba Active Directory server? And the answer is effectively zero. Yes, we all know people who are moving 100 here, 1,000 there, but users, but basically is zero. So that's a fail. We had a whole big court case, huge amounts of work. Microsoft have come on a journey where they're very free to discuss with us that actually there is a whole lot of really good reasons for having an ecosystem of people playing in the same protocol space. Fair, Microsoft? There's a lot of good reasons. Not just because some judge said, put a gun to your head, yeah? And yet, how many players are there? Well, you know, there's us and we can do interop, but where are we out there in the market? Where are we doing the things that Microsoft can't quite do to keep their customers happy? We're not there. That's a fail. Legal stuff as a driver for cooperation between principally Samba and friends and Microsoft? Actually, not so much. It's almost more of a constraint. As Martin was saying the other day, there's stuff that they do and don't put in the docs because they're under legal obligation to do so. But actually, their motivations for doing these docs internally, for talking to us, involving us at this and other events, is not just legal anymore. And I'm kind of quoting Microsoft. Does anyone from Microsoft wish to disagree? Fair statement? Okay. So there were some architecture decisions, code decisions taken inside Samba that were done on the advice of lawyers at the time, making good decisions. It doesn't matter anymore. And yet we're still living with some of those decisions. So let's have a quick look at some of that later on. Commercial stuff? Yes?
Just a question. Are you exclusively referring to the Active Directory server?
No. I'm referring to the fuzzy thing that we call Samba, so that is the SIF space, the AD space, the things that we need to make all that work, which would be DNS, whether it's from Kai or somebody else, Kerberos, whether it's one of two flavors of Kerberos. I'm just kind of calling all of that Samba, and if even the documentation specialists from Microsoft tell us they don't know where the boundaries are, okay, so market share is a difficult thing, obviously, to calculate because you have to divide it up a lot. So in certain niche areas, and we're talking storage suppliers, obviously, people know what Samba is. I'm talking about when people go down to the shop and they want to buy, or even a supplier of large corporate storage data, devices of one sort or another, where is Samba? Do they go and ask for the Samba? And no, they don't. Sometimes there will be Samba inside, and that's great. However, the storage market has got possibly more money in it at the moment than any other major sector of IT, and you've got companies like NextEnter and NetApp and all these others. A lot of them have no need to deal with Samba, and they do SIFs. Okay, so Samba ought to have, by all logical accounting, a really big measurable market share in all these areas. But even in storage, it's not the big giant striding the stage. We're kind of the good guys that everybody knows, and we're doing some good stuff, and some people are using us. Market share-wise, if you look at all the things that Samba does and the markets that we ought to play in, because if we're at Interop, we're doing Interop with Active Directory and many other things, that should translate into market share. And that was the point. It's not there. It just isn't. And it's not individual failure of individual developers. It's kind of history, luck, personality, and who of us are marketing specialists, right? But there was something that just didn't work right. We'll quickly talk about this a bit further on, but there are some code decisions taken, what we put in, what we don't, how it talks, driven by legal considerations that don't matter anymore. And that's a mess. So, commercial stuff market, we can debate it around the edges, but we're not talking like I'm 30% out when I say it's invisible at mass scale. I'm not that far out, am I? There's some good stuff we're doing. I mean, if Microsoft or SNIA or somebody want to talk about SIFS 3, then if they're not including Samba, then they're making a mistake. Yeah, we know this. It's significant, but a mass scale answer to really big global problems? No, it's not. And that's a real shame because we could be, and we're that close, really. Okay, so it is valued as a niche solution, often doing amazing things. Some of this is actually still sustained by legal because people do have to talk to us. So I said before, it's not the main driver. It is a main driver. In order to be seen to be doing the right things, Microsoft does actually have to keep talking to us. And to some extent, that's keeping some of the oxygen around the Samba project. And that's a disappointment because it shouldn't matter. It's commercial stuff, frustrating. Now, I've talked to a lot of people who would just love to deploy Samba. Manufacturers, end users with tens of thousands of users within their organizations. And they keep saying the same thing. Yeah, we got a guy to look into Samba, we got our team to look into Samba, and it's just too hard, it's too frustrating, and I can't talk to the people, and that's a really embarrassing story because I come along maybe 12 months after they've decided it just can't possibly be a solution for them. What can I say? It's a fail. And that is so common, and I'm certainly not the only person to report this. It's really, really common. We can do better. And then, yeah, look, the user stuff is just too hard. Look at the, you know, there's Samba technical and the non-technical mailing list. Who's noticed any traffic on the ordinary user non-technical mailing list in the last 5 years? No, didn't think so. Kind of says it all, doesn't it? The architecture is old. It's lovely, does clever things, but it's made for another world. It's made for a pre-cloud world. How often do users, and we are talking about mass users, how often do they say, oh, look, I just have to have Samba because it is just the thing for me? And the answer is hardly, hardly ever, even if they know about it. And that's crazy. So there are some architecture things that are changing, sometimes just, I'm suspecting, just by happy accident, and it's getting a bit better. Had a great talk from Kai before about scaling down, how interesting. Some of the problems he's hitting are the same problems because Samba doesn't scale up in a cloud world. Same things. A good architecture, he said, is a good architecture, whether it's scale up, scale down. Great quote. Thank you. It's old. And because we're dealing with such a really, really complex set of protocols, user needs, and problem spaces, it'd be really helpful if the architecture helped isolate things a lot, because it's too much to hold in a developer or an architect's head. It's just too big. Instead, we've actually got a very interlinked code tree, and you have to have some knowledge outside of the specific problem space you're working on, and that's just wrong. It's not the way to do things in a modern day. Look, it was a kind of a research project at a time, and we still see the footprints. We've got some very good stuff, and this is not speculative or too future-looking. I'm talking about actually happening today, real people doing work, making money, paying their mortgages. We do seem to have just one more chance. I must say I thought about 3 years ago it was Samba's last chance to be globally visible. There's a few things happened, and it isn't. But we do just have one more chance, and that is the piece of Samba which is otherwise known as OpenChange, because it is Samba. Whatever the details of it, it's Samba. And that is getting instant recognition. It's only been out of the Git tree a product, shall we say. It's only been usable by almost anybody for maybe 6 months without doing lots of boring configuration. But in less than that 6 months, it's getting instant visibility. Even the people who you might say in the nicest way are kind of paid to be a bit skeptical, which would perhaps be Microsoft, it got instant visibility. Am I right? Am I overplaying this? Good people from Microsoft, has OpenChange got your attention? No? Yes? Office team, has OpenChange got your attention? Is it visible to you where you had perhaps thought there was nothing to see? Right. These are guys who have a professional reason for not being excited. If I go out, if I go out to customers, users who have problems, or indeed don't have that many problems because they're very happy with their Microsoft Office, Microsoft Exchange products, we get instant recognition. This is incredibly unusual for Samba. Or walk in the door and I say, hey, we do Samba directory, and they say, what's that? And they say, oh, we do full integration with Microsoft Exchange and Outlook. Oh, we've got their attention, whether they're technical or not. Everyone at the board of xyz.gmbh locally here has heard of Outlook and Exchange. And this is our one chance, I think, left. It's got massive recognition. They go, oh, really? I wonder if you can do this thing. Nobody asks me that when I say we do Active Directory or we you know, you've got a petabyte of file systems. Oh yes, we do SIFS. Oh yeah, really? That just doesn't happen. So the legal stuff, really, truly, isn't an issue. We certainly used to get pushback in corporates saying, is it legal? I'm scared. Wasn't there a court case? Completely misunderstanding the court case. That's gone. It's just not a problem. And we might, due to the good work of half a dozen people, most of whom are here in this room, we might just have got the architecture stuff happening in the right direction in time to do it at the cloud. We'll talk about that in a minute. Now, this is not speculative, forward-looking stuff. It's happening straight away, right now, today. Let's have a think about some of these good things. Starting with architecture stuff, I'm talking about decomposition, of course. Okay? And so from the pure research project aspect, that would be Nadia, who's trying to pull out LDAP Active Directory stuff and put it in a completely separate process using something, some clever stuff built around Open LDAP. Now, it's research, it's speculative, it's awesome. If it works, that's got one major piece which is decomposable and ready for the cloud, because then you can have 5, 6, 10, 100 of these going up and down as they need to or as they fail without impacting the rest of the Samba architecture. Similarly, we've got other components. A nice, relatively simple one is the DNS component, which Kai looks after. It's not very far from being completely separable from the rest of Samba and therefore on N nodes in a cluster. And that's what the cloud orchestration guys want to hear. You've got people who run very large hosting companies contacting some of us and saying, guys, does this stuff run in the cloud? And we're saying, kind of, almost. It does. In fact, in OpenChange, it does. This talk on MIT Kerberos was absolutely fascinating because I don't think it was their intention, but they've created a clouderized component. Because we pull out Kerberos, it is completely separate via network transport, and we can have N nodes going up and down and doing whatever they do in the cloud in a robust fashion or a burstable fashion. Samba is starting to decompose in front of our very eyes. It needs to be a planned thing. We need a proper planned architecture that will end up with as many components as possible robustly decomposed in this way. It'll reflect in the code tree. But we're kind of on the way there already. So that's really good news, and we need to do more of it. And the visibility thing, the OpenChange thing. The OpenChange, yes, it's its own project. The reason the code is separate is because of silly legal stuff. All right, correct the dates, please, Julian, if I've got it wrong, but 2005-ish, the question was, should this OpenChange code go in under the Samba tree? And the answer was, eek, it's radioactive. It could be this, you know, Microsoft explode here, court judgment explode there, who knows? Please keep it away. And so Tridge and Julian and lawyers and whatever said, all right, that's the way. That's gone away now. Effectively, you think of OpenChange as much Samba as some highly successful VFS module would be. And then the question is, well, do we ship it in the tree? Do we not? Which comes down to, do trusted people maintain it? Do they not? And in this case, the answer is yes and yes. So that's a historical decision that needs to be reviewed. The basis for it was purely legal. Now, legal's gone away, and Samba stands to gain so much because it is massively, massively visible. Does anybody not know what OpenChange does? Great. So it really matters to nearly all corporates in the world today. So we do have some possibilities here. There's some code merging stuff to happen. The point of view of the OpenChange project is the more code they can throw away or give to somebody else, the happier they are. And that's clear because the approach it's glue. So the less glue you have, the better. And there is some kind of a marketing merge to this sense that Samba ever did marketing, which we didn't. We've got this free marketing funded campaign called Exchange Interop. It's just like, it's huge, it's free, it's right there. Samba can take it. Wherever OpenChange goes, Samba goes. It's transport, RPC transport. It's Active Directory. It may be some SIFS, may well be some SIFS services as well, because it looks like OpenChange should well have some file services underneath. Hey, we're in Samba, so SIFS makes sense. OpenChange is Samba. It's free marketing. And then there's a question of doing the architecture by design rather than by accident. and managing to get a cloud compatible sound, we all hate the cloud, but basically if I've got some burstable number of machines between 100 and 1000, my Samba can be occupying all or some of those, whether it's a front end, whether it's a back end, whether it's this transport or that transport. One final word on OpenChange, it's like a universal protocol converter. So you have all these IETF protocols over here, and IMAP and CalDAV and various web protocols, and you have all of these MAPI and RPC and non-RPC MAPI and so on over here, which is the Microsoft stuff. OpenChange in the middle converts seamlessly between the two. And when you think about it, that's what Samba does to a fairly large degree as well in many respects. It's like a protocol converter. That's what we do. It just makes sense. These two projects are versions of each other. Okay, so that's the landscape. Legal, technical, marketing, commercial. We're at a point of inflection, and we've got to make some changes because we're otherwise Samba, my little baby from nearly 22 years ago, John, something like this, is heading off into some obscurity, and that hurts. Questions, comments, tomatoes.
No questions or comments to that?
You have a very catchy title in the schedule, and now you changed
it. It's in the latest Git tree.
It says the title on the schedule is like big news that never happened.
That's Samba for you. Oh, unfulfilled expectations.
Okay.
All right? Samba is the big news that never happened. Look, there hasn't been an engineering project quite like it in open source world, and very often perhaps, depending how you look at it, in closed source world, like creating an Active Directory. It's amazing, especially given from where it started from. But it never quite happened, and it's heading off to obscurity, and that is insane. That's what I mean. We have one more chance to get it right, because all of these things are involved in exchange. Everybody wants exchange. That's where Samba can go. I would like to think that Samba will come out from the shadows as well as part of that activity, but it will give a focus. What are the few things we need to provide from Samba 4AD, RPC, and a bit of SIFS in the next 6 months to make that work? Okay, good. Let's go there. That's what I'm suggesting. There are people who are probably going to be doing this anyway, but let's do it together.
So I think you highlighted the challenges that have been there in Samba pretty well. But I couldn't really get the vision which you see for Samba. So
right.
What do you see for Samba? Companies providing Samba, AD or SIFS as
right.
Samba product or as their own product? Is that something what you plan to see? Or
I can't see much further than anybody else and 12 months. But I would suggest it's worth looking at a 12-month horizon. Now, within the next 12 months, what can I see in terms of commercially useful product? And the answer is exchange, hosted exchange in particular. I mean, right now, I'm sure you've heard of hosted exchange, and I'm sure you've heard of reasons why there is uncertainty and whatnot around that market. Samba, in the form of OpenChange, completely addresses those issues, bridges, gaps, fills holes.
Sure.
Okay? That is a great place to go in the next 12 months in terms of product. Now, that has implications. We need this little bit of AD to work better, and that's enough. Let's just do that. We need this bit of SIFS to work better, probably depending on a couple of decisions. We definitely need this bit of RPC, thank you, METS, to be merged. And that's a specification that will do. It's going to keep us quite busy enough for the next 12 months. And for the first time, we'll have a product reason to do this bit of Active Directory, because Active Directory is this big. And if we just do this bit and get it right, then we have shipping product out of our Git tree that's easy to use and all the world wants. That will do me. The other side of that 12 months, okay, now our Active Directory works a bit better. Is there a commercial product reason why we should do this bit as well? I think there may be. But for, say, 12 months, we've got a golden opportunity of a product-focused development plan. And we'll always have people having fun doing their thing. We've got some classic cases in this room.
Yeah.
but we could have a product focus that is so close to what we've already got, it's achievable, and it's relevant for the very first time to hundreds of millions of commercial users who just want to get on with it. That's my vision, and it's there.
So one of the biggest challenges I see, both for OpenChange and Samba, the 80 parts, right, is not clear legal direction.
Okay.
For companies, right? Companies are worried that, hey, if a company A, B, C, whatever it is, comes out with an open change hosted solution for the world,
yes,
Microsoft will sue their asses.
Okay.
High water, because they are providing MAPI protocol.
Okay.
Right? If it's connected to Samba, 80 is being used, right? So
right.
If Samba can provide clear legal guidance saying, you know, because of blah, blah, blah,
okay,
you know, you're free to do this, Microsoft cannot sue it. Or Microsoft comes out and says, no, because of our open protocol reasons there, you are allowed to.
That is, okay, so I hear the request.
So that's the biggest hindrance I see there.
If that's the biggest hindrance you see, now I've got the team assembled. It starts with a guy called Malcolm Bain in Spain, who is a fairly well-known open source lawyer. It escalates up to Carlo Piana, whom I visited a couple of months ago in Milan. And it escalates again up to Eben Moglen. All three of those have agreed that this is a completely achievable strategy that makes sense, and they're willing to provide some written paragraphs in public to support that. Would this help? Okay, well, we'll start off with the written paragraphs in private so that we can iterate them and get them right. But if that is an important concern, like I say, I don't believe I can get better than those guys. And they've looked at this very thoroughly. We've had offers of help from various foundations and so on and so forth if needed. If that's a blocker, then I'm, with the appropriate request, hey, I'm like doc help, put the request in and I've got the answers, or at least I've got the good guys who can give the answers, okay? That is a commitment and undertaking. Any more blockers? Any more arguments? I mean, there might be some people who think that I am pouring cold water on their hard work of 10 years. I hope not, because I love Samba.
I mean, for having Samba servers in a cloud, I guess you would have to fire up virtual machines and have the complete Samba per node,
yes,
fired up. So splitting out components like OpenLDAP or the MIT Kerberos server doesn't gain much, because you need the whole system to be set up and used.
Obviously, I can't give a comprehensive answer, but I can give you a working model for today. What Julian's done in OpenChange, were you at Julian's talk before?
Yes.
Okay, so you remember the slide where he said that, look, we do this this copy of Samba with a dummy AD, right? And the whole purpose of this dummy AD is to isolate the open change processing in one node and then just do queries to a real Samba 4 AD. That's not a bad model, starting from the code that we have with various other bits of functionality, saying, okay, well, we'll just make Samba happy to do just one thing by tricking it here and there, but actually it's a single function node. Would that be a reasonable start architecturally for you? Because there are some things that we could do that way.
Yeah, that depends on the details. So, right.
As a way of getting from where we are to fully decomposable, is that worth investigating? Because we do have one and possibly two working cases of that already, yeah?
Okay.
I wasn't thinking of trying to rebuild the world or rip our Samba entirely apart, anything like that. It's that we have working actual production code today that is in this direction. I'm saying, hey, this is a good direction. Let's keep going because it's cloud friendly. Yeah?
Well, hearing you, I was thinking if when you said something about being irrelevant instead of visible, I thought maybe Samba today is more like a plumbing and nobody cares about the color of the plumbing in his house, but very much about the color of the doormat. So maybe that's a difference, you know. Samba,
you're saying it's marketing
like infrastructure that nobody cares about, that what kind of infrastructure, but just that it works.
Can I just ask you this question? If that's the case, then how many companies, major companies, do you know who are using the Samba AD plumbing?
Good question.
Yes, as a proportion of total file server deployments in the world?
I don't have figures. I don't know.
Do you think it's more than 50% of the world's SIFS file servers?
It's certainly more than 50% of the small home NAS boxes.
Yes.
I don't know if there are any that don't use Samba.
As we're hearing from Kai, this is Samba as of probably 10 years ago for various reasons.
Yes, sure.
Okay.
But still, it's there. It's not the newest one. Some of them are talking to us.
Yeah, okay.
And
okay.
Of course, as in the large scale, it's much more diverse. I'd be interested in having figures. I don't know. Does anybody have figures? Is Jeremy here? I don't know.
Well, it would be really difficult to be more enthusiastic about the Samba file server than me, right? I mean, it was the first thing. It was the best thing. I mean, I am still in love with it. But at various levels, for different definitions of visible, it's not visible. And it ought to be. It deserves to be. It should be.
The people who is visible too are different people than the end users that may care for the Exchange server.
Yes.
That's maybe also Thomas's point.
Well, maybe. Although some of these small device manufacturers, a lot of them in fact, are having to move further up the application stack. And that's why some of them are coming and talking to the OpenChange guys and thinking, hey.
Great, I mean.
But the point is, the file server people inside Samba have had success, not as much as they deserve. And I would like to give you a huge, big, flashing logo banner that brings you five times as much success. I'm saying is, great, but can we multiply by 10?
Yeah, that's great. And also, let's say, open up new markets that have been more or less closed until today.
Right. 5 out of 7 billion people in the world don't even have a computer, right? And that's changing fast. And our 1980s, 1990s models inside Samba should not be forced on these people. Fair?
Yeah.
I think your idea of merging OpenChange with Samba might be worth considering or not, but I think you're using the wrong arguments.
Okay.
A potential failure of Samba, if that is to exist, has nothing to do with whether we go OpenChange or not.
Failure
In terms of visibility on the market. Because in my view, the real question is if you have assessed that Samba doesn't seem to have a visible market share, the question is where and why? Because in my view, Samba is essential for many, many storage companies, not NetApp, of course.
Yes.
But basically, every second Taiwanese, whatever producer, relies on the software and doesn't really care about it. So the situation is more like with OpenSSL, that basically the question is, why are those companies not here talking to us?
Do I have an answer right behind you, maybe? I've done too much talking.
I must say I'm alone here, but I have a complete different opinion than that. We're talking about a software which is included in each and every Linux distribution you can find on the planet. We're talking about something which is included in each and every, as you said, like Chinese QNAP, Synology, whatever you like to name it. Yeah, sure. There are some enterprise environments, NetApp, and there's a likewise implementation around. Sure. They exist, but I would say from a successful view or from a visibility point of view, Samba is way more advanced than any of the other implementations. That's what, at least my perception, maybe I'm wrong, but.
Okay. Is there anyone else who is perhaps slightly more in the business side of things would have a comment on that? And I know you are. John, do you have any comments on visibility?
Sure, I shouldn't even participate in this discussion.
Why not?
But I would agree with the view that Samba's a lot more successful than you're really giving yourself credit for. I mean, there's probably not a household that has a computer in the world right now that doesn't also have Samba somewhere. They might not know they have it, but it's there. But the other thing I would say to you, I think you've been a little retrospective here. If what you're trying to work out is your vision going forward, then I think you should be worried about the forward-looking bit and not the kind of, this is a bit backward-looking.
Well, except...
And the only other thing, let me just, one other thing I would say is, it's kind of weird in two respects. You're talking a lot about the cloud and AD, and if you look at where Microsoft's gone, AD is much less interesting in the cloud than it used to be on-premise. And so I would just say you should pay attention probably to that aspect. And the other thing is, I've not heard anyone here in this room talk about mobile. And, you know, that's, let's not kid ourselves, it's pretty obvious that's where the big growth is. And I think you need to think a bit about mobile and your future as well.
We don't, the only difference there is, I mean, as to strategy and direction, you're right, except that we don't have a dictator. Okay, and so if we don't discuss these things thoroughly and get some degree of feeling, then nothing will happen. Or worse, and in this case, definitely worse, the activity will happen elsewhere, which is just, that would be heartbreaking after 20 odd years.
I think that mobile point he brings up is a very valid one because, let's be honest, SIFS is not a protocol you can use with mobiles. And Samba, as far as my perception is, again, I would say the idea of Samba is serving files and now also serving identity management. Wouldn't it make sense to serve also something like a DAF or, I don't know, like a protocol which is, you know, usable in nowadays? I think that maybe the ideas are running out of the team and maybe it makes sense to bring up new ideas and adapt to what is going on at the moment and not to always look back, like you said.
Okay.
I'm going to rise here and say that Dan, you, Jeremy Allison, is Jeremy here?
No.
Myself, Andrew Tridgell, Carl Auer, George Day, and a couple of others initially got together at Tridgell's home in Canberra, Australia, to talk about forming the Samba team. And what we were about was in developing Samba to the point where it offered connectivity to Microsoft Windows platforms that at least matched the connectivity of those platforms. There was no Active Directory. I believe that in reality, Samba has far exceeded any expectation that we had as a group in June 1995. Furthermore, not only have we exceeded all of those expectations, through the life of the project, we've had about 65 or 70 engineers who have become core team members, many of whom, if not all of whom, have been able to radically advance their careers in the information technology industry. And to those people who have been highly successful, I take off my hat. I'm exceedingly grateful. So rather than saying that Samba has not succeeded, I believe it has succeeded beyond the wildest imaginings we had. Does that mean that Samba cannot be put to better use or more extensive use? Absolutely not. The opportunity is wide open for us. But if we look very carefully at how the world has changed, in 1995, laptops were the exception, not the norm. The laptop was the beginning of the mobile revolution. But that mobile revolution has gone to devices like this, which, by the way, Samba is available for these devices, and I have an application on here that uses Samba to share files off my mobile phone, for crying out loud. So I have a portable Samba file server and it sits in my shirt pocket. That to me is mind-blowing. Furthermore, I look at the network-attached storage devices around the world. Many people have them in their homes. They run Samba. We can't deny the success that Samba has been, but we also cannot deny the changes that are taking place in the industry. In 2006, I became aware of the mobile media world. Prior to 2006, much of the data that we had was content rich in terms of textual content, but today much of the data that we have is content poor in terms of its textual content and is more media rich in the communication capability of that data. It has varying values to the communities that that data is used in. To a very large extent, there are Samba servers that share up media information that we never expected in 1995. But as the shift to media-centric communication increases, the central tendency, which is undeniable, is that the primary big-end storage part of that is going to be cloud infrastructure. And for Samba to continue to be relevant, it has to play into that space. And I believe it will. SMB3, SMB serving technology, has a definite home in the cloud space. We have not really begun to tackle that within the Samba team. That's an area of opportunity. Secondly, directory services are a critical element of providing the identity structure that's necessary to control the flow of data into the cloud environment. So certainly we have an opportunity for applying that there. I believe that attempting to sell a file server type infrastructure for the average consumer is not really going to win us a lot of ground. The greater ground is in the cloud, and the greater ground is in mobile and wearable compute technologies. I'm sorry if that sounds like I'm disagreeing with you. No. I do, however, strongly assert we've been successful.
Well, is there anything further about some of these other things? Do you have a...
Sorry, but we're running out of time. I'm very sorry to interrupt this very interesting discussion, but we need to give the next guy a chance to set up. But maybe we can... This hasn't to be over, so we can have outside with a coffee, but just yet we need the time. Sorry.
That's okay.
Thank you very much for your talk.